This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers says he will not send National Guard troops to help with the deportations. During a press conference in Madison, Evers expressed his opposition to President-elect Trump's immigration plans. He assured reporters that the Wisconsin National Guard would not be involved in any deportation efforts. Instead, Evers emphasized the need for Congress to address immigration reform. A Milwaukee executive is heading to Washington. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Frank Bisignano, the CEO of Milwaukee-based Fiserv, to lead the Social Security Administration. In Trump's announcement, he praised Bisignano's record in transforming large corporations. He's held top positions at J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, and he'll continue in his role at Fiserv until confirmation. Fiserv says they have a long-term succession plan in place. Healthcare changes are coming. Officials with Ascension Health defended their decision to close the St. Joe's Cath Lab during a meeting with the Milwaukee Common Council. They're citing staffing shortages as the reason for the closure. City officials and representatives with the fire department say they have concerns about the impact on people being able to quickly get care. The Kenosha High School student accused of bringing a loaded gun to school appeared in court remotely yesterday. Prosecutors are looking to move his case to adult court. The teen, who isn't being named, faces charges including making terroristic threats and having a firearm on school grounds. The judge ordered the student to remain in juvenile detention, citing the seriousness of the offense. A proposal could alter the high school football postseason in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's sports director Jimmy Koska.
Wisconsin high school football coaches are proposing a drastic reform in how teams qualify for the playoffs. That comes after the WIAA admitted it made a mistake in setting this year's playoff field. Citing a lack of transparency in the WIAA's computerized seating and selection process, the WFCA laid out its plan on December 4th. Coaches will vote on it December 13th, with the hopes that it will reach the WIAA's Board of Control in February for adoption as soon as the 2025 season. You can see the plan and learn more about it on our website.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Are you a fan of Undead Hordes? Listen up. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 is offering a free trial of the game December 13th through the 20th for multiplayer and zombies. Not quite sure what that means, but they sure sound fun to pretend to shoot. The game will have new maps with names like Hacienda and Nuketown Holiday and feature new weapons. Activision says the game has already broken sales records in the first 30 days, and the free trial is expected to hike up profits even more. Things are really heating up on The Masked Singer. The quarterfinals are in the books, and Goo's identity has been revealed. It was LA Rams defensive tackle Kobe Turner. Jenny McCarthy guessed the identity of Goo, who narrowly lost to a character named Strawberry Shortcake. Folks, if you are not watching this show, drop everything you're doing and keep not watching. In Nothing to See Here news, superstar Taylor Swift was named the number one most streamed artist on Spotify for 2024, according to Variety. That makes 2 years in a row for the pop icon. Swift songs pulled almost 27 billion streams. She was off to a good start when her album Tortured Poets Society racked up 300 million streams in one day and a billion in the first week. When playing a legendary character as the lead in a movie, it is probably a huge vote of confidence to get the person who you are portraying's endorsement. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. Dylan recently took to social media to say that he is sure that Chalamet will be completely believable in the role. If Dylan had actually said those words, it would have sounded like Chalamet. Chalamet is already getting Oscar buzz for his portrayal as Dylan, a complete unknown, opens Christmas Day. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called... Nah, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short 3-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.